Seeing someone baptized, it should never get old. Because it's a visual image of God transforming someone. A revival is simply a move of God where people turn to Jesus at a rate that is unexplainable. I've mentioned before that when you study the history of revivals in America, what's crazy is you see this pattern emerge. They've happened approximately every 50 years or so. I've told our church for the past year that I believe we are either on the edge of or in the middle of the next great revival or awakening in our country's history. For example, on Easter this year, we saw a 90% increase in baptisms over 2024, which was already a record year. Our final tally of baptisms at Easter, get this, was 2,946 people. That's unexplainable. But it's undeniable what God is up to. This year at our summer camps, we saw so many kids and students make decisions for Jesus. God's on the move with the next generation. By the way, that's always where revivals start. But many of you here today, you're here because God's doing something in you. In fact, many of you are exploring or re-exploring who Jesus is, but you haven't gone all in committing to Jesus, repenting and giving your life to him and being baptized. I just want to give you a heads up that at the end of the service today, I'm going to give you an opportunity to take that step. What you need to know is comfort is the enemy of growth. John Maxwell says it this way: everything you want in life that you don't have, it's on the other side or outside your comfort zone. If it was in your comfort zone, you'd already have it. Really following Jesus means you leave behind the comfort of your past to follow him only. It may mean you leave behind where you've been pursuing comfort, the pursuit of money, pleasure, power, even your need to be in control and call the shots. Following Jesus means he's calling the shots, not you. Following him means you let him lead. And when you do, by the way, life always gets better. Now, by better, I don't mean easy. There was a moment in Jesus' ministry where he makes a simple but profound statement about this. In Matthew 16:24, Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to become my follower, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Carrying a cross at times is very uncomfortable. I mean, it'll cost you something, but it leads to an abundant life. How uncomfortable are you willing to get for the life God wants for you? Desperation is a requirement for revolution, for revival. You know, few people change until the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change, which means God can use desperation to push us in the direction he wants for us. Jesus said to the religious leaders of his day, these were church people, he said this: "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Jesus spent time with and ate with people that made religious people uncomfortable. I mean, he spent time with prostitutes and tax collectors and the worst of sinners. He was always making religious people mad. Jesus fed the poor when it made the rich uncomfortable. Jesus sat with the powerful when it made people like misunderstood who he was. Getting uncomfortable for the mission of Christ, that's how revival happens. When you and I are so committed to Jesus and the mission that we will give up our comfort, our preferences. We will die to ourselves. I mean, think about Jesus's call to die to ourselves. What does that mean? You don't have to literally die for someone else to save them. Jesus already did that. But listen to me. We will have to die to our preferences if we want to keep reaching people far from God. And I just want to give honor where honor is due right now. At CCV, I know so many older people in our church who would say, the music's too loud for me personally. I wish we did this or this differently. But I will do anything to be part of a church reaching my kids and grandkids for Jesus. And can we just give it up for those people right now that have just laid down some of their preferences? That's what makes a great church. When all of us are so focused on people that don't know Jesus, that we don't make the church about us. I don't know if you see or feel this at CCV right now, but again, I believe we are in the middle of a revolution, of an awakening. I mean, when I read the book of Acts, it says that the early church in Acts chapter 2 had 3,000 people baptized on one day. I've always dreamed as a pastor, like, what if we could see that on a weekend at CCV? This Easter, we almost did. And baptisms are not just happening at Easter, it's happening every weekend at CCV. It's happening at our summer camps. It's happening in backyard pools. Sometimes I'll walk out of my office in the middle of the week and there's a baptism happening right then. The life change we're seeing around us, we can't explain it, but we're experiencing it. And I pray you're like me. You want the revival to continue. But for that to happen, listen carefully. As a church, we can never turn inward just thinking about ourselves and our comfort. We need to be willing to get uncomfortable, even desperate to reach people around us that need Jesus. I mean, if you're a Christian here today, how desperate are you to reach the people around you? I mean, I pray God moves you today to stop just coming to church. Start being the church. Start bringing someone with you to church. But here's what I know. Some of you today, you were invited and you've been prayed for and you're here just like Greg was. You're desperate for a change in your life. You've tried life your way. It doesn't work. And God has you here because there's someone that's prayed for you for a long time. And God's been chasing after you. And today's the day that you need to go all in with Jesus to repent of your sins, to turn to Him, and to be baptized. It's not something to be explained. It's something to be experienced. And today, it's time to experience Jesus' love and grace for yourself. Because maybe like Greg, all the other things you've chased, money, success, sex, the next high, it's just left you empty. In fact, it's left you with a lot of guilt and shame. Picture with me going under the water, having all your sin and shame and guilt from your past washed away by Jesus. Coming out of the water, a brand new person, filled with God's Spirit, literally Jesus living inside of you. You see, baptism represents the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And when you go down under the water, just like Jesus died, we are choosing to die to our old life. And when we come up out of the water, we are choosing a new life found only in Jesus and His resurrection power. So I want to give you the opportunity today to surrender your life to Jesus and to be baptized. Now you might say, I didn't come prepared for that. You just need to know, we're prepared for you. We're doing baptisms right after every service on every campus. If you're watching this online, you can reach out and we'll arrange one for you. But we have shorts, we have shirts in all sizes. We even have a towel for you. But most importantly, we've been praying for you. We've been praying these words that a man named Ananias said when the Apostle Paul finally surrendered his life to Jesus and was baptized. He said this, and now, What are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name. What are you waiting for? Let's pray. Father, I pray that CCV would never be a church that turns inward. God, break our hearts. Make us desperate for people around us in our communities, our city, our state, and our world that don't know him. And Father, I just want to pray for that man or woman right now that came today. And you're doing a work in their life right now, saying today's your day to get baptized and give your life to Jesus. God, give them the boldness and courage to take that step today so that you can start a revolution, a Jesus revolution in their life. In Jesus' name, amen.